We turn now to Moscow and to Masha Lipman, political analyst at the Carnegie Moscow Center. Welcome.
Pleasure.
I'd like to focus with you on what the two presidents had to say today about democratic freedoms in particular. We heard President Bush say that Russia is making progress. He also talked about concerns that he has about Russia's commitment to fulfilling democratic principles. Did you expect a stronger message from President Bush today?
Well, I think his messages earlier, you know, what he said in Brussels and also what he said talking to in Slovakia, both sounded tougher. And I think it could be expected that when the time comes when he sits face to face with the Russian president, he'll be softer, because I think neither of the two presidents was interested in America antagonizing Russia. I think eventually the U.S. administration decided containment is a wrong policy, Russia should be kept engaged. But Russia should know that America is keeping an eye and that Russia's democracy record is under close observation.
There was this odd sort of glimmer of tension when President Putin talked about some ideas that he'd heard from President Bush that he respected and that he might take into account. But he said, there are other ideas that I will not comment on. And that's all he had to say about that.
Well, there's plenty that President Bush could be talking about. Of course, we don't know if he did. Things about Russian very poor democracy record lately, strong infringement on the freedom of the press. This is stripping of the Russian people of their voting rights in the regions. Now the Russian people no longer have the right to vote for their governors in the 89 regions of Russia. A lot may be said on the Russian judicial system. And of course, a very painful subject is the case of Yukos, the Russian oil company that has been destroyed by the Russian government. If they talked about this one, I'm not sure if they did, then this would be one of the subjects that President Putin would rather not talk about during the press conference.
I wanted to ask you also about some language from President Putin when he was talking about the Russian path toward democracy, saying that 14 years ago, Russia made its choice. He said, we have no way back. There can be no return to what we used to have before. In other words, authoritarian rule. But he also talks about balancing that with the realities of Russian life and Russian traditions. What does that mean from a Russian perspective?
This has been President Putin's line, and actually some of his aides also, including his foreign policy advisor, that in fact Russia has its own way of democracy, and it's purely a Russian affair. What President Putin said earlier was that Russia is on the way to democracy, however, it is not doing so in order to please anyone. There are certain things, however, even though democracy varies in democratic countries, that have become worse, not better, under Putin's tenure. It is one thing to compare the situation of today with 15 years ago with the Soviet Union, with a communist dictatorship. It is another matter to compare the situation of today to the state of affairs that Russia had when Putin became president. What we have in Russia is a retreat. Up until this year, people voted for their local leaders. Now they have to accept leaders appointed from above. So I think it's fairly hypocritical to be comparing the situation of today with 15 years ago. We should be comparing with five.
For a Russian audience, hearing that language, would the realities of Russian life, would that be a phrase that makes sense, that would have some traction in the Russian people?
Well, unfortunately, the reason why Putin and his government were able to infringe on the public space and to strip the Russian people of some of their rights and to retreat from democracy was because the public allowed this. Putin is not a hard authoritarian regime. It is not a bloody dictatorship. But every country that is not a dictatorship has as much democracy as the public would demand. Not until the Russian people themselves feel the desire, feel the need to have more press freedom, to have more efficient government with better checks and balances, with better democratic procedures and institutions, will we begin to have them. Not because President Bush or any other president in the world demands it from President Putin. In fact, there is no leverage that the American administration may have on Putin in this respect unless there is a desire of the Russian people to have it.
Masha Lipman, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Masha Lipman is political analyst at the Carnegie Moscow Center.